In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. I want to talk about heaven. Oh yes, we're going to spend millions of years in heaven by the grace of God, by the blood of the Lamb. Oh yes. Let me just read from the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The earth is not going to be destroyed, but it is the seed of the new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more." People who love the ocean says the sea was no more. The sea represented to the biblical person chaos. Can't control it. So the sea was no more. No more chaos. Only love. "And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from of God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne say, see, the home of God is among men. He will dwell with them as their God, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Every tear from your eyes, because crying is not allowed in heaven, because it's only love. It's only love. "Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." This is amazing. This is going to happen in heaven. No more worrying, no more torment, no more fear. Oh no. But you know, we can start that right now, because heaven is through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And we can experience drops of heaven in the glory of God. Oh yes. Oh yes. This morning, for a little while, I felt the presence of God. And there's nothing like it. It's wonderful. It's a bit of heaven. And I wasn't very deep into it, but I felt something. I felt the Lord. Most of the days I don't feel anything. I tell the Lord, I feel like I'm on a ball field sitting in the middle and everything's going by me. But today I had a grace to feel the presence of God. Do you know what I'm talking about? Heaven. We know a lot about the earth, but the scripture says our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we await the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven, come down. As Father Tom speaks today, you're going to just feel. You're going to get that grace to feel heaven come down upon you. You know, we were made for heaven. We're going to go back to heaven. We were created for heaven. And what is heaven? Heaven is unadulterated companionship with God. There becomes nothing between us and the Spirit of God. You know, and we can get drops of heaven on this earth, and we do. We do by partnering with heaven. And how do we partner with heaven? We do what they do in heaven. What are they doing in heaven? Around the throne, they're proclaiming glory, glory, glory. They're exclaiming the goodness of God. They're living in the beatific vision. And and just worshiping the King. You know, every thought they have is directed to God, the Father, to worshiping Jesus. But we do have an advocate on this earth which can renew our mind and help us. It's the Holy Spirit. You've been given the Holy Spirit when you were baptized. The Holy Spirit wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to Him. You know, in the glory of heaven, when God sends down His glory, miracles, signs, and wonders can happen. We pray that they happen for you today. You know, on this earth, the goal is to have nothing between us and heaven, nothing between us and God. There's a lot on this earth, but we need, it's like the sun. You know, even when we're on the earth and there's clouds and stuff, just because there's clouds and we can't see the sun, doesn't mean the sun isn't there. Sometimes when you can't see God or can't feel heaven, it doesn't mean it's not there. He's always there. And God just wants you to look up today, not out. Look up at heaven and not out at the problems of the world, because heaven is so much greater.
And the Word of God says, "And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.'" Amen. He's making all things new. That's you and me. You know, in heaven, we won't be old anymore. We'll probably be around 32, the perfect age, or 33, the perfect age. But it's all about Jesus. Heaven is all about Jesus. What are they doing in heaven? They're worshiping. They're praising God. They're loving Jesus and loving each other. Yes. Oh, yes. Let me just tell you about my mother while she was dying. My mother said, "Your father came into the room last night." And you want to know what? I believed her. I believed her. He was getting her ready for death. My brother, as he was dying, saw my mother. She was getting him ready for death. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Heaven is just a zipper away. I used to say, if I have a sweater with a zipper, when I open the zipper, that would be heaven. It's not far. It's up there, but it's not far. It's another dimension. And we need to know that dimension is wonderful. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us to experience heaven so that when we get there, we say, well, we had a dose of it on the earth. We tasted it on the earth. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see, not fear and wonder. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How we need to know heaven. How we need to have God reveal to us bits of heaven. Why do you think the church windows are purple? Many purple. Because it's trying to bring us to the foot of heaven, where Jesus is, where He is reigning on a throne with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Heaven. How we need heaven. No more crying. No more wondering. No more losses. You've lost your son. No more losses. Only glory. Only joy. Only peace. Only heaven. We need to know a little bit about heaven, so that as we experience it, we can say, "Thank you, Lord, for the experience of heaven."
You know, fear is not from God. We shouldn't even fear death, because death is gain when you know where you're going. The perfect love of God drives out all fear. Once you've experienced a taste of the perfect love of God on this earth, you know what is to come in heaven. You know, God just wants us to overcome on this earth, these little fears and anxieties, only by his perfect love, because he wants to prepare you for eternity. You know, when eternity comes down and gives us a touch, a healing, a grace, a feeling of God, that's eternity entering into this world. That's heaven touching you. But God does these things for a reason. He wants you to know what he has for you is so much greater than your circumstance you feel right now. So much greater than what you can see going on in your life right now. If we pray that our spiritual eyes are opened, even upon this earth, we would see how much greater we have for us and against us. We would see that all of heaven is interceding and groaning for us. All of heaven is praying for us, looking for us to engage with them. You know, heaven is a time and a place we're going to spend eternity, but on this earth, heaven come down. And the Lord wants to bring heaven down on us and on you. You know, he wants you to engage with heaven today. So, Father, you know, better than I can say it, you can show it. So we just pray that you send down your heavenly glory upon every listener. Let them feel the tangible presence of you, so they can get a foretaste of what's to come for all of eternity. You know, sometimes when heaven comes down, it's a powerful experience, and the light of God drives out all darkness within us. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable for a second, because we don't know what's going on. You know, the old wineskins are going away so the new can come in. But God's looking. He's saying the key to freedom, the key to heaven, is in your surrender. All God wants is everything. And once you surrender it all to him, once your will becomes God's will, you know, love isn't a feeling. Love is an act of will. Once we have an act of will to love our neighbors, to love God, and get out of the way, then God can move in. He's moving in right now. What you feel right now is a touch from eternity to let you know where greatness awaits you, because you've been chosen by Jesus Christ.
And he said to me, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Are you thirsty? Oh, I'm so thirsty for heaven. I'm so thirsty. When we wake up in the morning, my mouth is so dry. I'm so thirsty, so thirsty. But I'm thirsty for the living water. Not only the water that I drink out of the bottle, but the living water. To the thirsty, I will give water from the spring of life. Remember, Jesus said in the seventh chapter of John, verse 39, I believe, let the thirsty come to me and drink, and out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But you see, it's about thirst. It's about thirst. I know it's hard to let go, and it's hard to say, you know, I don't want to die. The only way to get to heaven is you got to die. So I don't want to die yet either. But you know what? The Lord told me I'm going to die at the right moment, at the right second, at the right century, at the right year. He said, I don't have to worry about that, because I am what makes heaven heaven. Let me continue. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. We don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. So I have to make sure I'm not one of these things, that I'm not a fornicator. If you are, just repent and go to confession. Yes. If you've gone to a medium, just repent and go to confession. Oh, yes. If you've got drunk and stay drunk, repent, because heaven is close, and go to confession.
What do you thirst for? Jesus also said when he was on the cross, I thirst. He thirsts for you. He thirsts for your soul. The currency of heaven is souls. You are in heaven. It doesn't matter how much money you have, what job you have. Your value is your deeds and your soul. That's the good news. And on this earth, what do you thirst for? God's asking you, what do you thirst for? Do we thirst for, you know, a nicer car, a nicer house, more friends? Or do we thirst for God? Do we thirst for His love? Do we thirst to live as God lived? If you're called to the ministry, what do you thirst for? Do you thirst for a bigger church, a bigger ministry? Or do you thirst for Jesus? Imagine if we didn't thirst for the things of God, we just thirsted for God. That's what God wants. Because only He can provide us living waters. You know, we want to thirst to be poor in spirit so we can be rich in God. When we lose attachment to the things of the world, when we detach ourselves from the desires of the world, we can attach ourselves to the things of heaven. And I promise you, even on this earth, the things of heaven are so much better. You know, the glory of God is the ultimate gift that God can bestow upon anyone. It's not a mansion. It's not a Ferrari. It's not even a bunch of new friends. Because once the glory of God comes upon you, which I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, you pour it out on every listener now, there is no greater grace. You know, when we get touched by heaven, it's so that God, as you're being touched by heaven right now, it's because God wants to build up your faith to a supernatural level. He wants you to know that He is real. He is with you. He wants you to know how much you are loved, that this is just a foretaste of what you'll experience with. You know, I feel, and I've heard in heaven, nothing of this earth matters. This earth is like a speck when we're in the beatific vision. It's not even a forethought. You know, because we're just consumed with God and consumed by the love and the glory of the Father, watching the angels and the saints worship at the throne. You know, standing at attention, waiting for God's command. You know, we understand how great God is and how nothing we are. But in that goodness of that revelation, we understand how much we are loved. Because, you know, God doesn't owe us anything. God doesn't owe me anything. It's all just a gift. And guys, He's so good. We just take a minute, Jesus, to thank You. To say we love You. You're so good for pouring out Your Spirit on us. You're so merciful for going on the cross. You're so loving for the price You paid for our redemption. And we look so forward to being with You in eternity. but from this moment on to be a turning point in our life, in which we come to you in a new, stronger, and more holy way that more satisfies you.
And I saw no temple in the city, and its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light.
Amen.
The glory of God is its light. And there will be no more night there. People will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abominations or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Are you written there? I got written when I was baptized. But you know what? I can erase that by just following my own will, saying, I want me. I want what I want. It has nothing to do with God. Please. Being written in the Lamb's Book of Life is everything. It means eternal joy, eternal peace, eternal happiness. Oh, yes. I remember when a friend of mine died, they were holy on earth. And I said, she's having a good day today, because there's no more night. Only the light is the Lamb. He is the light in the city of God. His name is Jesus. Let's continue. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb. To the middle of the street of the city, on either side of the river, is the tree of life. What is the tree of life? I'll tell you what it is. It's the cross. Oh, yes. And it bears fruit 12 times a year. Oh, yes. It's all about bearing fruit, getting people into the kingdom, getting people to know Jesus. It's all about that. It's not about in season and out of season. In season and out of season is just a vehicle that God might want to use. And so we give him that ability to use it, because we want many people going to heaven. I remember John Paul Jackson gave a word of knowledge about me. I was coming in the door. He was going to be preaching that day. And he said to me, "Sir, I saw a golden megaphone on your mouth. And the Lord showed me you're in a little room. I don't know what that means, but you're touching many people from that little room." He didn't know me. He didn't know I was on radio. He had no idea. It was a word of knowledge. It was a word of knowledge. I'm getting a word of knowledge now. Headaches gone in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Migraine headaches gone by the power of the blood of Jesus, by the power of the resurrection. Oh, yes. Front of the neck gone, the pain gone, because Jesus Christ heals you now. The front of the pain in the neck, not the back, but the front, is being healed now. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Is your name written in the book of life? Is your name? You don't do it by a big acts of kindness. You do it because you've been washed clean by the blood of Jesus, and you've surrendered your life to him. Have you surrendered your life to him? No. Well, let's do it now. Lord, I surrender my life to you.
Lord, I surrender my life.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Wash me clean.
Wash me clean.
With your blood.
With your blood.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.